Hello, I'm Stephen Bigelow, Senior Technology Writer with TechTarget's Channel Media Group, and I'm here with Jason Sparks, VP of Storage and Systems with Xiologix, an IT solution provider headquartered in Tualatin, Oregon. Jason, thanks so much for joining us today to talk about high-performance NAS.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you.
Jason, there's no question that high-performance NAS has emerged as a popular and versatile storage platform for just about every business type. But it does present some serious issues that storage solution providers need to consider. So the first question for our listeners today is, what are the challenges of implementing a high-performance NAS solution for a client, and how can other solution providers out there overcome those challenges?
The biggest challenge that we see out there is a distinction as to what high-performance NAS is today. So there are many vendors out there that claim to have high-performance NAS solutions, but don't necessarily break that down into what the customer's expectations of high-performance NAS solutions are to them. It is our opinion that high-performance NAS solutions today have got to be broken down to application-specific areas within customers and understanding what the data sets are and matching that to either throughput or to IOPS so that the customer's expectations are met. Other integrators or VARs should understand what those customer data sets are and what high performance means to them. And that's the biggest challenge out there today, learning what your customer's data sets are and matching the right technology from a high performance perspective, again, whether it's bandwidth or whether it's an IOP-related application. Many people try to sell high-performance NAS as a bandwidth-related application, and they'll say that their NAS device can do so many thousand megabytes per second or whatever the case may be. And in those specific places where it's bandwidth-related, such as oil and gas or high-performance media applications, that's fine to use bandwidth as the measurement. But in HPC, bandwidth buys you nothing, and therefore you need to look at how many IOPS or how many files that a high-performance NAS system can do. And in those cases, now you can properly match a good technology to that specific application.
Jason, the basic concepts of NAS haven't changed much over the years, but high-performance NAS technology is hardly static. It's evolving over time, and its features are certainly changing. So how do you see high-performance NAS technology changing, and how do you expect these changes to affect client demand into the future?
So the changes that are out there today are the build-out versus build-up strategy. There's more and more technology coming out allowing people to buy high-performance NAS solutions that are wide strategies, meaning that we're putting in smaller CPUs or smaller boxes of CPUs and then striping across them with global or parallel file systems. And that's creating a very decent change for customers, but creating challenges for implementers and VARs in the sense that now you have more choices available to you. With those choices comes a more complex solution standard set that we have to match more closely to a customer's environment. Just because somebody can build a solution out wide doesn't necessarily make it a more high-performance solution than anybody else. Or there might be further limitations that people have to be aware of. The technology that's coming that's changing is customers are demanding more feature functionality sets, such as deduplication in line. And with those kinds of technologies at the source, you do require a lot more CPU in order to perform those functions. So I think that deduplication today on high-performance NAS solutions is a technology that's going to radically change what customers' perceptions of a high-performance NAS device is.
And of course, these changes will have a subsequent impact on solution providers that deal with this technology. So how will these changes affect your business and your business model, and how do you plan to respond?
So for us, we keep a really good eye on our vendor sets and where our vendors are going. We handle our vendors a little bit differently, I think, than most do. So we know our vendors' roadmaps into the next 3 to 5 years, and we're closely watching how they're deploying that technology and what it means to our customers. For us, I think we're positioned very well to understand, you know, how those changes impact our customers. These new changes in technology that are coming, such as integrated VTL or inline deduplication, those kinds of things, or better replication technology, because we're able to see those into the future and how they're going to impact customers and how we test out and bring new technology to our customers, we think it's a great market driver for us. The more that integrators get more involved with their vendor roadmaps, it should lead them to higher profitability as well as bring in solution sets that they can talk to their customers about more legitimately. So again, for us, these new technology drivers in the high-performance space is actually just a better business driver for us. We're able to bring more solid, long-term solutions to our customers.
Well, that's all the time we have today, Jason, but those are some great points. I want to thank Jason Sparks, VP of Storage and Systems with Xiologics, for sharing his insights and expertise with us today. Jason, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. Thank you very much for having us.
And I'm Stephen Bigelow, Senior Technology Writer with TechTarget's Channel Media Group, and you can learn more about high-performance NAS at www.searchstoragechannel.com.